Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 5th of April. It's US Employment Report Friday, otherwise known as Average Earnings Are Not Wages Day. And given the hype and hysteria around this data, it's probably worth reflecting on what the recent data has been showing. Since July of 2023, US employment has increased by almost 1.6 million jobs. US employment has also fallen by approaching a quarter of a million jobs. It all depends simply on which part of the employment report you happen to be looking at. The labor market has been more affected by structural change than perhaps any other aspect of the economy. We have flexible working. We had a temporary surge in job hopping, which is now reverting to dull stability. We've had changing jobs, online retail, not in-store retail, for instance. We have brand new jobs. Social media content creators are real people, generally speaking. We've had the rise of self-employment and side hustles. We have significant shifts in where people are living and working. We have automation and tricking customers into working for companies for free. We have shifts in volunteering and early retirement. So what can economists seriously make of all of this noise? The level of employment matters, of course. It matters because the one thing that could really derail a soft economic landing in the States is the rise in the fear of unemployment. Fear of unemployment is one of the very few things that could break the legendary hedonism of the US consumer. Unemployment can rise without creating fear of unemployment if companies stop hiring but do not start firing. New entrants to the workforce struggle, but existing workers do not feel fear. For inflation and policy, however, the debate about whether the labor market is tight or not seems very silly. There's little point trying to draw meaningful conclusions from external job vacancy data or unemployment numbers when the structural changes cannot be discerned. Instead, it is a case of looking at the outcomes. Nominal wage growth is slowing, although real wage growth is finally positive. When real wages are rising mainly because inflation is coming down faster, it is hard to argue that labor markets are actually tight. Workers don't have a great deal of pay bargaining power in reality, whatever isolated cases hyped up by headline writers might be suggesting. The US labor market today supports a soft landing without significant inflation pressures, whatever the noise in the employment report numbers. Elsewhere, German factory orders data for February fell more than had been expected, and somewhat unusually for Germany, the revisions to the previous month's data were also negative. Germany does not have an optimal mix of making goods versus having fun, and as consumers pivot to focus on fun, southern European economies have been partying, and Germany's been left somewhat behind. Disinflation pressures continue to be in evidence with yet another month of falling import prices into Germany. Euro area retail sales are due and are a non-event for markets. If the euro area wants its data to be taken seriously, it needs to publish in a more timely fashion rather than being a late aggregation of already published regional figures. There's another pontification of central bank speakers today, mainly from the US Federal Reserve. They might get some market attention, but in reality, the tidal wave of the employment report is likely to swamp central bank noise today. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.